Washington's worst-kept secret became official today as President Obama nominated Massachusetts Democratic Senator John Kerry to succeed Hillary Clinton as the next Secretary of State. The president spoke of Kerry's military service in Vietnam and his long record of foreign service.
Over these many years, John's earned the respect and confidence of leaders around the world. He is not going to need a lot of on-the-job training.
Kerry has served on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee for 27 years and is expected to face an easy confirmation. This is the president's first cabinet nomination since winning re-election in what's expected to be a major overhaul of his national security team. And Kerry's nomination also creates an intriguing political situation in terms of filling his soon-to-be-empty Senate seat. Olivier Knox, White House correspondent for Yahoo News, is with us. And Olivier, when the president announced this today, he made it clear that Kerry is a friend as well as a professional colleague. How would you describe their relationship?
That's right. John Kerry is a friend of the president. He's something of a mentor to the president. These two men are fairly close. You know, they go back to the 2004 campaign season when John Kerry, then the presidential candidate, tapped an unknown Illinois state senator to give the keynote address at the Democratic National Convention. That speech really just propelled Barack Obama to national prominence, and in some ways it set him on the path to the White House. Once Mr. Obama got to the Senate, he served on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee with Mr. Biden, Vice President Biden, future Vice President Biden, and John Kerry. They've known each other a long time. President Obama has turned to John Kerry to run a number of very sensitive diplomatic missions to places like Pakistan and Afghanistan and Sudan. So they've worked together before. They're fairly close, and they've got a good relationship.
The president got some laughs today when he noted that John Kerry helped him do debate prep for the campaign, and that really is a bonding experience.
That's right. Nothing brings two people together like weeks of debate prep, I think is what the president said. John Kerry playing Mitt Romney, of course, in those sessions. At the time that it was announced that John Kerry would play that role, a lot of people said, oh, well, I see he's found a stiff, wealthy patrician Massachusetts politician to play a stiff, wealthy patrician Massachusetts politician. John Kerry, by all accounts, acquitted himself very well. And in fact, in this campaign, he was a lot looser than the John Kerry some of us remembered from 2004.
You know, Kerry was considered for this job in 2008. He's wanted it for a long time. And as you mentioned, he's gone on some difficult diplomatic missions for the Obama administration. Just tell us a bit more about his qualifications for this job.
Well, the president made the point today that in some ways John Kerry has been preparing for this job his whole life as the son of a foreign service officer, as someone who served in Vietnam and then came back and, of course, protested and criticized that war effort, serving in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, where he has tackled everything from the treaty ratifications to oversight hearings and the like. And in recent years, John Kerry has played a very important role in furthering the Obama administration's foreign policy. He steered a landmark nuclear arms control deal with Russia to ratification a couple of years ago, that was called New Start. As we've mentioned now, he went on a couple of very difficult missions. You know, he basically convinced Afghan President Hamid Karzai to embrace a runoff election rather than just grab power a couple of years ago. He went to Pakistan to negotiate the release of an American who had shot some Pakistanis in the street. He went back to Pakistan after the Osama bin Laden raid to try to calm passions there. He's played a very important role all this time, and he's going to step into that role now more officially. Secretary of State, of course, is expected to travel all over the world and advance American interests. And in some ways, John Kerry's been doing that for a long time.
We should mention briefly that although we say he appears to have smooth sailing in this confirmation, he could face some criticism for his early support of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, but we'll have to see how that plays out. Massachusetts question, what in the minute we have left with you. As we said, Kerry's departure from the Senate creates an open seat and a chance for outgoing Massachusetts Republican Senator Scott Brown, who was beat by Elizabeth Warren, to return to the Senate. Is that part of the reason Republicans are so enthused about him going to become Secretary of State?
I'm sure it is definitely a factor in their joy here. I mean, part of it is that these Republican senators like John Kerry. They worked with him for many years. But absolutely, that's a big part of his calculus. And in fact, when Scott Brown gave his what was supposed to be his farewell address to this Senate, he said, "This is my last speech to this session of the Senate." And he said, "You know, we may meet again. Who knows? And victory and defeat are temporary."
So that's right. Exactly. Maybe they will meet again. That's Olivier Knox, White House correspondent for Yahoo News. Olivia, thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Back in 30 seconds, here and now.